This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Camisetti, Kamisetty, first name Narayanamma, Narayanamma. The date of birth, January 16, 1950, date of evaluation, May 8, 2026, the chief complaint, 76-year-old, correction, 86-year-old female with murmur, the HBI. The patient is a female, is an Indian female with history of dyspnea worsened by exertion. She has had no chest pain or palpitation. During routine evaluation by a primary care physician, she was discovered to have a murmur, semicolon, for which she is now referred for evaluation. The patient has no history of syncope, period. She has no exertional chest pain, period. She has no palpitations, period. The past medical history includes 1, rheumatoid arthritis, next number hypertension, next number gastritis, next number hypothyroidism. Past surgical history, bilateral knee replacement, next number cyst removal, medications, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, iron sulfate 325 milligrams one daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams one daily, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams one daily, levothyroxine daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, she is a non-English speaking female who denies alcohol, cigarettes or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain, ears, she has deafness and tinnitus, oral cavity, she has bleeding gums, neck, she has stiffness and decreased range of motion, respiratory, she has dyspnea, cardiac, she has edema, neurologic, she has headaches. Hematologic, she has history of anemia. Physical examination, blood pressure 123/56, pulse 83, respiratory rate 20, height 5 feet, weight 187 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular evaluation reveals a grade 2-3 systolic murmur radiating to the carotid, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm with non-specific ST depression, period. Rate is approximately 60, period. The impression, this 86-year-old female presents with murmur of aortic stenosis, period. She requires further evaluation to include echocardiogram, period. She may be a candidate for TAVR following echocardiogram. We'll defer on further recommendations until echocardiogram is performed. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.